This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. On Monday, a three-judge panel from the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in San Francisco ruled 2-1 in favor of the Justice Department against the state of Arizona regarding Arizona's new immigration enforcement laws. And while this is a win for the government, it's certainly not the end of the legal road in this fight between Eric Holder's Justice Department and the state of Arizona. Earlier today, I spoke with Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King in a conversation largely about the new budget deal and the upcoming fight over raising the debt ceiling in Congress. But King is also a strong advocate of strong borders, and in the previous Congress was the ranking Republican on the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Immigration. I asked him his reaction to today's decision by the three-judge panel and where he sees the case going from here.
Well, the Ninth Circuit is notorious, and I haven't looked at the record of the three judges on the panel, but they are Ninth Circuit judges, and they're overturned more than any other circuit. This will go to the Supreme Court, and, of course, it makes it a little harder for the Supreme Court to overturn a circuit decision and reverse it. But I have read the Department of Justice case against Arizona, and, of course, I read SB 1070 long before Eric Holder. I don't know if he actually did read it now or not, but he hadn't when he was before the Judiciary Committee. And here's what I see. The case that they brought is just, it's completely outrageous. It's baseless. It isn't based on legal merit in ways that I can see at all. I had asked Eric Holder directly to point to me how SB 1070 violates the Constitution. He could not. Point for me how a federal preemption preempts Arizona's state law. He could not. Point for me to the on-point precedent cases of the Supreme Court or the circuit courts, and he couldn't do that. So then I charged that they were going to, this was before they filed the suit, copy and paste from the ACLU's lawsuit, which covers the entire waterfront of ideas that one might generate. Well, they didn't do that. They instead manufactured a whole new principle, which is it is the careful balance principle. And they argue that Congress has entrusted the executive branch with the responsibility to achieve and maintain a, quote, careful balance between, close quote, between the various immigration laws that affects the State Department, the judicial branch, the State Department, the Department of Justice, it affects the Homeland Security, and that they're, but Congress did not entrust the executive branch to maintain a careful balance. That doesn't exist in the debate. And if I had introduced a careful balance piece of legislation, they would have laughed me out of Congress. We want all of our laws enforced, and I think the Supreme Court will recognize that when they get to looking at the very, very weak and almost silly argument of the Department of Justice.
Congressman, unfortunately we're out of time, sir. Thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it greatly.
Now, thanks for having me on, Greg. I look forward to the next time.
Thank you, sir. Iowa Republican Congressman Steve King represents his state's 5th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Judiciary, Small Business, and Agriculture Committees. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.